Live from NPR News in Washington, I'm Windsor Johnston. Congress is on the brink of passing the next coronavirus relief measure. The Senate is expected to vote today on a roughly $900 billion bipartisan bill that extends a ban on evictions and provides additional stimulus checks. House Speaker Nancy Pelosi says it also includes federal aid for food assistance.
As we see food lines all over the country, it was our legislation that had the initiatives for food, for nutrition, for our children in school and our seniors, as well as America's working families.
The relief measure is expected to be part of a larger spending bill that would keep the government funded through next year. President Trump signed a 24-hour stopgap measure last night to give lawmakers more time to reach an agreement to keep federal agencies open past midnight. A new strain of the coronavirus in the United Kingdom has led to a strict lockdown in some parts of England. It's also prompted numerous countries in the European Union, Asia, and South America to temporarily suspend flights from the UK. NPR's Allison Aubrey reports scientists in the US say they're working to learn more about the new mutation.
This new strain accounts for more than 60% of recent cases identified in London, and the concern is that it's more contagious. Angela Rasmussen, a virologist at Georgetown University, says the strain appears to be more transmissible.
That doesn't mean that it's being transmitted in a different way, and it also doesn't seem to be associated with any increase in virulence.
Meaning that people might be more likely to get it, but not more likely to get more sick. She says it is possible the strain could make its way to the U.S., which is another reason to stay vigilant. The CDC continues to advise people to postpone travel and stay home this holiday season. Allison Aubrey, NPR News.
Electric automaker Tesla will officially join the S&P 500 today. NPR's Camila Domonoske reports Tesla is expected to become the top-performing stock index for 2020.
Over the last year, Tesla stock has soared to truly extraordinary heights, and the company reported consistent profits, making it eligible to be added to the S&P 500. Many investment funds try to mimic the performance of the stock market as a whole by owning stock in every company in the S&P 500. That means a lot of fund managers just bought Tesla shares. Tesla is the largest company by market cap ever to be added to the index. That means a huge number of trades had to happen, enough to make history, according to the S&P 500. Camila Domonoske, NPR News.
On Wall Street, stock futures are trading lower. This is NPR News in Washington. Border closures between the United Kingdom and continental Europe are complicating Brexit. The restrictions were issued to block a new strain of the coronavirus detected in the UK from spreading. Truckers who have been working to transport goods to Britain before the end of the year have been stuck in massive traffic jams in the port of Calais. Since midnight Sunday, all rail, ferry, and air traffic between France and Britain has been suspended for 48 hours. South Korea is enforcing its toughest restrictions yet on private gatherings ahead of Christmas and the New Year. Reporter Seong Go reports the country's biggest and longest wave of coronavirus infections is still raging.
The capital, Seoul, and neighboring regions will ban all private gatherings of five or more people. The measure will take effect on Wednesday and last until early January to curb year-end get-togethers. Authorities have raised the alert level three times in the past month, but South Korea continues to set new highs for infections and deaths. The central government has been hesitant to impose the highest level of restrictions, fearing economic fallout. Seoul's acting mayor Seo Jung-yeop asked citizens on Monday to exercise the utmost restraint so that the government does not need to enforce the harshest restrictions. For NPR News, I'm Seung Gong in Seoul.
A court in Germany has sentenced a man to life in prison for killing two people at a synagogue last year. The 28-year-old was convicted of murder and attempted murder. This is NPR News in Washington.